Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you've joined us today. I don't know what you're thinking because I'm not clairvoyant or something like that. I don't know what you're thinking, but I know somebody that can help you change it. Dr. Dave Stoop is here. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. And Dr. Jill Hubbard is here.
Hi, Steve.
And I want to talk to Dave here for a second with Jill about changing your thoughts and changing your life. You wrote a book, and that's our gift to anybody that supports this ministry. How do you change your thoughts, Dave?
Well, you got to learn how to meditate. And the type of meditation is discursive meditation, which means that I'm focusing on the Word of God. Psalm 119 talks about hiding God's Word in our hearts so that we don't sin against Him. And the only other place in the Bible that's referenced is with Mary when the shepherds came and told her about what the angels had said. And he said she hid those words in her heart and pondered them daily. So it's taking the Word of God and pondering it and thinking about it throughout the day and making it a habit to where I practice meditation on a regular basis. It's life-changing, and we've got several chapters in the book that take an issue like anger and how we move from anger to contentment, how we move from fear to confidence, and how we deal with the modern idolatry in our lives, which we read in the Old Testament so much about idolatry, and we think, well, that doesn't apply to us because we don't have those little idols around our house. Mm-hmm. But we have idols that we worship inside of our hearts, and it's just as much of a problem today as it was during the Old Testament. So it's looking at the Scripture, and there's passages of Scripture that are relevant to the topic that are a beginning point for meditation.
Well, it's exciting because the Bible does tell us, Romans 12:2, you know, you can literally transform your life by changing the way that you think. And we read that, but then, well, does that just mean memorize Scripture or whatever? No, it means meditating on God's Word, and that's our gift to anybody who will send a gift of any amount during this month. Would love for you to do that. Now, in 10 days, we're going to celebrate 30 years right there in Southern California at Mariners Church. We were just there for the Life Recovery Conference. We've been doing this for 30 years. Wow. And thousands of lives have been changed. We're going to celebrate that with gifts for everybody, prizes, refreshments, you name it. And all the radio hosts are going to be there. It's going to be one amazing celebration. 7 o'clock, we'd love for you to come. We'd love for you to tell us you're coming. But no matter what, you just come. And Mariners has been such a great part in our history. John and Henry did the whole solutions thing there for years, and just a great church, and it's a life recovery church. I mean, Jack West uses the Life Recovery Bible and materials there, and it's fantastic. So we're going to celebrate there. You come join us for our 30th celebration. And since it is 30 years, you could celebrate that by supporting New Life at $30 a month. You get the video library that we do with all of our hosts, great teaching. And this month we're sending you a thumb drive with 71 of the best teachings that we've ever done. Really good stuff. John, Henry, Dave, Jill, myself, all the folks are on there. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Say you can support us with that $30 a month or one-time gift. The one-time gift, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life by Dr. Dave Stoop. We'll take this break. We'll come right back. Go to the phones here at New Life Live. What a privilege to get to be with you every day. And you know, the app, the New Life app, you never have to say we don't carry the program. It's there for you all the time.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against. And families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Two of the greats in my life, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. Can't beat them. You could beat them. Don't. Be nice to them. Let's go over here to Kim. Little Rock, Arkansas, home of that wonderful, wonderful ministry, Family Life Today. Love those folks. Kim, you are on. Dr. Dave Stoop, Jill Hubbard, Steve Arterburn, and we're glad that you are. How can we help you today?
Someone was talking just a minute ago about a narcissistic mother, and well, first of all, I want to thank you guys because I have bought your Bible. I have become a partner. I'm getting up at 5 o'clock every morning, studying the Word, and really working on myself.
Well, great. That's wonderful.
Great. Mm-hmm.
But and someone else was talking about forgiving people, and my issue really deals with forgiving my mother. We've never gotten along. She's very critical. She's negative. And I forgive her, but being around her is so difficult, and I cannot seem to, I don't want to cut her off, but I cannot seem to see myself through my eyes or my family's eyes. I only see myself through her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Why don't you want to cut her off?
Because she already says I'm a horrible daughter.
Hmm.
She does? She uses those exact words?
She says, you know, she says that she can't depend on, she's not going to be able to depend on me to take care of her, you know, as she ages. They're 72 and 73, that they're going to have to move up to Ohio for my brother so he can take care of them. Because, you know, I've never been there for them. And, you know, and we've always had, you know, I've owned up to every mistake I've ever made with them. I have owned it. I have done everything. But she throws every mistake in front of me. She...
Hey, I got a question for you.
You know,
I got a question. I want to ask you a question, Kim. Have you ever heard of the kind of Tourette's syndrome where people just blurt out cuss words and they can't control themselves? You ever heard of that? It's a really weird brain malfunction thing. And they literally can't help it. You know, it's beyond their ability to control it. And then, of course, you know of people that are blind from birth, you know, physically blind from birth, right?
Yes.
Okay. Your mother, if she had Tourette's and was blind from birth, I don't think you'd have any trouble forgiving her. You would understand it. You know, you'd say, oh, wow, that's really sad that this is her problem. It's more difficult to forgive a mother that can see with their eyeballs, but they're blind as a bat when it comes to the heart of people that need to be nurtured and loved. And it's easy to forgive somebody with Tourette's.
She nurtures my brother.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, because your brother, in her mind, can do more for her than you can.
He's a son, and she...
Yeah.
It's a different type of relationship.
See. And so your mom is blind to emotional needs. Dave has a book called Smart Love. Your mom is a dumb lover. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know how to love. And she's never been able to do that. And she says things, it's not like Tourette's, but she says things that are more hurtful than somebody that just blurts out a bunch of curse words or cuss words. She says things that go to the heart. And I'm going to ask you to start to see her as a very, very broken, disabled human being, challenged in every way. Can't see the emotional needs of another person, only sees herself and what others can do for her. And then you're going to have to value yourself enough to only be with her as much as you can tolerate and nothing more. And when she becomes abusive, to cut things off. Jill, you got some insight here that...
I think that some women tend to see criticism as helpful. As if I tell you everything that's wrong with you, then you can improve yourself. I wonder if your mom was criticized a lot growing up. Do you know much about that?
Oh, yeah.
She was?
Yes.
Okay.
Worse than...
Okay, so what Okay, so how you feel, right? How she makes you feel? I would imagine that that's how she felt growing up, and it doesn't feel very good. So she's happy to kind of pass it along, right? To kind of get rid of it. But at the same time, a lot of times when you see a lot of criticism coming out, it's really how a person does feel about themselves. And so this is the way she was raised. And if you don't gain insight into that, if you never look at that, you pass it on. And so you're getting what she got. Go ahead.
And that's why you get it instead of your brother.
Right, because a lot of times, and especially truer in past generations, the girls are kind of devalued and the boys are elevated, right?
And it happened the same way with her.
Mm-hmm. Right, and isn't she repeating the same pattern? It's like, and you would think it's kind of counterintuitive. You'd think, oh, I don't want to repeat that, but so often people do.
No, because I didn't.
Right. But you have to be aware not to. You have to be very intentional not to, because it's so such an ingrained pattern. So, you know, I kind of wonder about what I said originally. Is she trying to correct you and make you a better person through her criticism? That may be her motivation. She may think she's helping you. At the same time, she got so much abuse, it's kind of like now her turn to be taken care of and you're not taking care of her. And I would imagine she's also scared. What's going to happen to me?
I just wonder what would happen if one of these days, if one of these days she said something to you like, well, you know, you're no good. You can't help me. That rather than be offended by that, you say, oh, Mom, I can only imagine what must have been said to you.
Yeah.
That you would ever want those words to come out of your mouth. You must have been hurt so badly. People must have said things that were so horrible. And I feel so sorry for you that you had to go through that. I'm so grateful that I can hear you say it and know it comes from your brokenness and has really nothing to do with me as a person.
And you have to be prepared for her to deny it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
A big part of it, Kim, is expectations. You keep expecting it to be different, and it's not. It's the same. And it's because it's an automatic kind of behavior, automatic response that you're encountering that she's unaware of. And when you do what Steve suggested, I agree that's the thing to do. But
that
know
would
that
really it, change the dynamic.
It might change the dynamic. It might just make it worse. Mm-hmm. But if it makes it worse, it'll come back.
Well, and then
I want to.
Also, when she talks about you're not going to be there to take care of me, again, switch it back to her feelings because she keeps dumping, right? So, Mom, you're really scared, aren't you, about what's going to happen to you later in life? You know, so keep switching it. And you're right. It might get worse. She might, you know, be more insistent and antagonistic, and you just keep kind of putting up the stops.
If you do it a couple of times, one time is going to get through, and there'll be a change.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the good news for you is that you don't want to be mean, and you don't want to say this about other people, that your kids and all that. That's just... shows that you've got some growth. You're calling for some help with her. Mm-hmm. Let her go. Forgive her for being a person with very little
See, it
insight.
Is all the ugliness that was dumped into her, and she just doesn't know what to do with it.
I'm going to send you Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Mother. No, actually, it won't do that. But it will change your life. That's what it'll do. So we'll send that to you, our way of saying thank you for calling. Anybody else, a gift of any amount, you can get that book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. Well, let's talk with Jenny, and Jenny's calling from Los Angeles. Listens on Sirius XM. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good to talk to you guys. I'm kind of stuck, and I have a problem moving on.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, my husband and I went to your marriage retreat about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And he's an avoider. I'm a pleaser.
All right.
The problem is that he doesn't believe in apologies. The counselor had to chase him down the hall to try to apologize to me, which was kind of a bad sign. So he's got two PhDs. At this point, he's got 5 boats and 4 race cars. I've just followed the church advice of just letting him be the leader and take over everything. So, the problem I have now is just bitterness. He offends the family.
The church said just let him take over everything?
Well, in the past, we've been married 38 years, so when I went to counseling, it was very much like just let him take the lead in finances, let him take the lead in many things and respect him, but I feel like I've lost my voice and I've lost respect. So we went to your marriage encounter, which was very, very good, the intimacy in marriage. But he still criticizes it. He criticizes everyone around us, highly intelligent, highly educated, a hard worker, but will not own his hurts of people.
Doesn't do feelings.
Our extended family. Pardon?
Yeah. Doesn't do feelings, stays in his head.
Right.
He's extremely bright, right? He's got two PhDs. He's extremely bright. Is that right?
Extremely bright and a leader in his field. He's very touchy.
Yeah.
When it comes back his way.
Yeah. So I'm sure you've read some things about Asperger's. Any thoughts about him being on that that particular spectrum of being an Asperger's?
Yeah, I've looked into that. Maybe I need to look into it a little more. There were just some things that didn't quite fit with that.
Perfect fit, but I'm going to tell you something. If he has Asperger's, and then you go to somebody that says, just let him be him and do whatever he wants to do and all that, you never really give him a chance to grow and become the man that you want and need and that he would love to be. But we've seen a lot of people with Asperger's, they do whatever it takes, and they start to develop an ability to relate to other folks. But he's just kind of been given permission to stay like he is. Dave, Jill, what do you guys think? What would be good for her to do, or him?
Well, even when in terms of leadership in the home, Sometimes the leadership is interpreted that way. I always interpret the leadership as charting a course, setting the pace, because you're really equal partners, according to Peter in 1 Peter 3:7. And
yes.
I think that's somehow it's going to be hard to balance that from the imbalance that you've had, but I'm at a loss to suggest that Jill tell you how to do it.
Well, I guess I'm wondering, does he have any insight, and is he willing to look at things? I mean, he's an avoider.
An avoider. Sometimes we'll be at a board meeting or we'll be at something, and he'll say, oh, can't they see how that person feels? You know, that person feels bad. And he seems to do that with dogs and other people from now every now and then. If someone dies, you know, he feels bad for the widow, but not with our family. Anyone, it's almost like he competes with people who love me. He's really competing, and he criticizes everyone around me, so it isolates me.
Okay, but he criticizes you as well.
We'll give you some help right after this. We'll be back.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
Here are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, not all relationships are easy, and sounds like we've got a really tough one right here. Jill, what were you thinking?
Well, it's interesting. You had said that he tends to want to keep you separate from everybody else. So he criticizes everybody around you and isolates you. And that's a pretty controlling person. And in his self-absorption, it's like he's got to have more and more and more. He's very, as you were saying, Dave, very obsessive. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like he gets envious of other people. So he has to push everybody away and make them bad so that he can stay good. Right, there are some personalities where they can't tolerate their own badness, so the badness has to be out there on everybody else so that they can stay good, and they kind of stay in a self-made bubble. And it sounds like he wants you in that bubble with him. And this is where he's not going to recognize your need. I think it's interesting that from a detached way, he can have some empathy for other people. And I think you need to use those examples and then personalize it and ask him if he can imagine how you might feel because you have a similar feeling, right? Describe something he's related to and then apply it to you to try to get him to see that, you know, you maybe feel lonely or isolated when he's obsessed with all his toys and he doesn't want you to be with your friends. And to try to get him to see you a little bit. And this is going to be hard, so it's small steps.
And he will resist it.
He will.
Because he's responsible there. When he feels empathy for somebody else's situation or for a dog's situation, he has no obligation there. He just kind of
right.
feels it, and he can express it, but he doesn't have to do anything about it. When you
yeah, true.
Do what Jill is suggesting, he's going to resist that. But you got to step up to the plate more, Jenny, because you've allowed this to to develop for whatever for good reasons that made sense at the time, but haven't worked.
Yeah.
And somehow you have to really be, almost educate him as to what you're feeling. And make it very clear and tell you and telling him what you need from him in a given situation.
Well, and I think it's very important that you don't make him bad in the process. And so a direct attack isn't usually the best tactic, kind of a roundabout way, right? You know, so that's where it's like, oh, you were feeling this for this person here. You know, I felt that sometimes. Are you aware of that? Because sure if you were aware of that, you would then have feelings for me as well, or you would be understanding.
And I need that.
See, so you're kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt while describing it. Go ahead, Steve.
And I just want to add that he's got a couple of PhDs. So you need the equivalent of two PhDs in human behavior. And so... you've got to really up your growth game. One of the things that's unique about you, a lot of times a woman will call struggling like this and no female relationships, and you have that, but you want to be sure that you don't just run to them versus you're really going to have to grow. You certainly want to grow enough where you're not taking his mean stuff personally. Mm-hmm. And some people would say you need to confront him every time he does something hurtful. Well, that just kind of escalates things. I like to use the word mention. You might want to, hey, by the way, you might not have noticed, that was really hurtful what you did. See, I think that can be really an amazing way that he has to listen to what you just said.
I'm sure you didn't notice, but by the way.
He needs a PhD in his wife's emotions.
Well, and being relational.
My wife and I have a joke. When obvious things happen, we'll say, hey, here's a detail you might have missed. And so it's kind of like that attitude of here's a detail you might. That was really a hurtful thing. The other thing is, don't forget if he does, like they're saying, when he's compassionate to somebody else, that's great to mention that. But if he ever does anything kind to you, say, hey, this, I wanted you to know that really felt great.
Yes.
And then the other thing is, do not settle that because you're in this horrible relationship, that you have a mediocre life, you go become amazing because of this relationship. Be an amazing human being. And I think you need some hobbies and classes and interesting things. And yes, it might really upset him in the beginning, but he also might discover that you're quite an interesting person and he would like to kind of come along with you rather than you allow yourself to ever be beaten up by him emotionally, verbally, and all that. One final thing, never be shocked when he's mean or uncaring. Don't react like, oh my gosh, what is this? You know it's going to happen. Be ready for it. Mm-hmm. And when you do, mention, hey, that was kind of a hurtful thing there. And just like it was yesterday when you did the same thing. Those are just some things. Smart love. I'm going to send that to you.
Yeah.
He doesn't have smart love. But I sure hope I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back just to be sure
yes,
that he doesn't own you ever, because you've got to be your own person. your own fantastic person. That's who you
right.
want.
Don't be less than right? for him.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back for more of New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here. And everything we do, we love doing it because we get to see people change. And how sad if somebody was calling our program and explaining, this is who you are. And it was like this woman that we just heard about. You don't want that. You get some help yourself before that happens. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the phone number.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Hardenburn here, and Larry Sonnenberg has joined us in the studio. Larry,
hello,
how you
Steve.
Doing today?
Doing good today. Thank you.
How can we help you?
You don't have the time
or the money.
Well, what I want to share today for people, you know, I come on, I seek support. I ask people if you would join us in this mission of helping people change their lives. And I want to, I always like to give examples of people who appreciate what's happened in their lives so you know what difference it makes when you give. So a letter came in with a nice gift. This person gave us $400. She says, listening to you speak with Charles today was very moving. That was a caller.
Yeah.
My first thought was, thank you, God, for this radio show that Charles could call. And then all three of you were so very kind and loving. You gave him hope. You give people hope every day. But this was not your average caller. Thank you for your ministry. I've called and someone prayed with me. And I was calling about my 25-year-old son. He battles with depression and anxiety. He sees a counselor, but it doesn't seem like enough. He lives 1,000 miles away, so we're never quite sure how to best help him. But we give her hope. And I just love that. I mean, hope is everything.
Yeah. Wow.
I once had a pastor tell me, and I was on the church board, and he said, Larry, if somebody doesn't walk out of my service and I haven't given them hope, I haven't done my job. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and Charles was suicidal.
Yeah.
When
you
he
remembered
called us.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's it's beyond. We do give hope. I don't take that. I don't want to minimize that. But beyond hope, we give people practical things to do, and how to start thinking again and changing their lives. And the hope is all important, but the hope's there because we know the things they can do for their life to be different. So if you agree with that and you would support that financially, you know, if I could turn on the tears right now to get your emotions going, I would do it, because the hope is everything and what we do is everything. So make a gift to New Life. Join Club New Life, $30 or more a month. Great thumb drive with all kinds of teaching on it. And we have a video library once you join that is yours free to access. And it's got videos like you can't imagine, teaching things about everything. I mean, there's not hardly a subject we haven't touched yet. We keep thinking of more subjects to do. And Steve and Jill and Dave are just a few of the folks that have done those videos. So thank you. We need your help.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Thanks for all you do. You know, Larry helps us manage the money. He helps raise the money to spend that money in the best way possible. And I think so many people over the years have given just because of the integrity of Larry, and they know it's going to go to the right place and going to be spent in the best way possible. If you can support us, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Really hope you'll call us. And you know, if there's something that we do that could benefit you, our enemies in marriage, well, no, it's not enemies, it's intimacy in marriage, but sometimes we can turn enemies into intimate partners, and it's a pretty exciting thing to see. And every man's bottle. No, it's not a bottle. It's a battle. And a lot of times people will get off the bottle and then they'll develop a sexual addiction. They just take one from the other. That's there. It changes people's lives. And so whatever it is that you're struggling with, I think we've got something that could help you in this next year. You come and be part of it. Right now, I'm going to go and talk with Beth from Louisville, Kentucky. And, yeah, she listens to WFIA. We love that station there. Hi, Beth. How are you? What's going on?
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I love this program. It's really helped me grow.
Thank you.
And we just went to the marriage weekend this past weekend. You are very funny.
Am I? I didn't.
You are.
Well, that's
been known to be. You cracked up all weekend.
You cracked up all weekend. Well, thank you. That's my goal in life. But it is amazing how you get people laughing, they kind of lower their defenses, and they hear some things they wouldn't normally hear. That's the purpose, yeah. Well,
so
what's going on with you?
It was a life-changing event.
Oh,
well,
wonderful.
Well, I'm actually calling for my daughter.
Okay.
I often give her advice because I listen to your program a lot. She, a young working mother, always busy, doesn't really have time to, you know, to do much of anything for herself, so I always try to speak wisdom into her life that I get from your show and all your books and things like that. And she has a problem, and I don't know how to advise her. I would like to have a specific boundary to give her or the next step she needs to do. Her husband speaks to her in a way that's dismissive, and he doesn't treat her in a respectful way at all. He, you know, like he'll answer a question, the tone will be, well, that was really stupid to ask. He's not saying that, but you hear it all the time. Or sometimes he'll even say, well, that was stupid. You know, she knows she's not, she doesn't feel valued. He's even told her that their son comes first, you know, because I've talked to her and said, you know, the marriage should come first. He's very, what's the word? I guess stoic. You can't really, you know, change his mind about anything. And when they try to talk about conflict, it turns into an argument. She says, so she's kind of given up. And I told her she has a voice. She has a right to speak about things that she is unhappy about.
Here's a question
give her
for
actual,
you.
Actual, yeah.
Why wouldn't you sponsor them to go to that marriage weekend?
You know, after this weekend, I've actually had that thought. I don't know if he would go. I would send them in a flash.
Well, let me tell you why it came to me is that's the answer. Because I remember this couple, and the guy in one of the final groups said, I'm so grateful that I came. Because my wife really needed this, and she's been so blessed by it. And one of the men in the group said, are you kidding me? And he said, no. He said, dude, you are one of the most dismissive men I've ever seen in my life. You walk 4 feet in front of her. You interrupt her when she's talking. If you didn't come here for you, wow, what a disappointment she's going to have when she gets back home. And it literally changed his life. That man heard what that guy was saying.
And that wasn't the counselor that said that. That was another man.
No, it was another person. So when you mentioned he was dismissive, I immediately thought of that guy and the impact that it had for him. But let's just say that that isn't possible, that he would never go. Your daughter might give up on him ever changing, but help her to become someone like you. You have life. You got help. You went to that intensive. She needs to go to something that, if he won't go, she can go to something that just a woman goes to, and encourage her to not give up, pray, expect, you know, good things, not make it worse with criticism, but setting boundaries, setting expectations, pointing out, you know, that was, you know, a lot of things we said on this other call. But let me ask Dave and Jill to chime in here. What do you guys think would be helpful for this daughter?
Well, she's got to get some support from some girlfriends that feed into her the positive things. But I think the idea of getting them to the conference next year, the next time, is the best idea, because you can talk about how it was meaningful to you both, and that you're willing to send them to it. It'd be hard for him to turn it down and make it their Christmas present or something. Because that's the power of the group, is that other men feed into him, not just the counselor, and it's amazing what they see and how they can call it, and are effective. And you know that you saw it probably when you were there this past weekend.
Absolutely.
Well, and
it was life changing.
I think she can ask him to go for her. You know, just you know, do it for me. You know, humor me. Mm-hmm. This would be important to me. And I'm glad that she has a mom like you, and that you are encouraging her to use her voice. You know, on another call, we were talking about kind of disarming a person in this way. And sometimes, you know, there's the real confrontive way where you just call it right out. But there's also a way of, as Steve says, mentioning things and kind of giving the person the benefit of the doubt. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but do you realize you're being very dismissive of me, and that hurts.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but when you hold the axe as we're talking, it does seem a bit threatening to you. So, you know, just mentioning.
When you do what? When you hold what?
When you're talking to me and you're holding that axe in your hand, it reminds me of an axe murderer, and it's kind of a... So you might want to just let that go. I sure would feel better about us.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm really glad she's got you there. And your husband might help you here and step in and encourage that guy to be a man, do whatever he can do to make the marriage better. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going
to
go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And we'd love for you to come celebrate with us at the 30th anniversary there, October 19th. Sure would love for you to join us. Right now, let's go back to the phones. How about we talk with Juanita, Sacramento, California. KFIA is the station. Hi, Juanita. How are you?
Well, I am not doing too well today.
I'm sorry. How could we help?
I sent away for the book Narcissist Personality, and the fellow told me that it was on back order. I've just completed Disarming the Narcissist, and I have the other booklets. But this morning, devastating meanness has come in. So can you give me just a little bit of help on what to do when the personality is loving and all of a sudden turns and leaves you devastated? Can you just give me a little clue on maybe what I could do for just now?
Now, how long have you guys been together?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been together?
7 years.
7 years. And what did he do the last time that he was so hurtful? How did that play out?
It's just,
what did he say to you?
I thought everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I was just feeling that maybe there was going to be a light that would shine, and there was good things and some help, and even I love you. But today, it's just turned. Mm-hmm. It's just total darkness. And it's just really hard. And so I thought, well, maybe I could just ask until I get the book and know how to love in a way that I need to. But right now, I guess I just need to recover.
Well, Jill, what are you thinking here?
It sounds, Juanita, I'm so sorry. It is devastating to invest in a person and feel like you're making progress and then to have them pretty much annihilate you out of the blue like that. I think, you know, something you were saying is like you were hoping that it was getting better. And I think what ends up being devastating for a lot of spouses of people like this is that, you know, you kind of cling to that hope as if somehow you're going to get past this instead of seeing this as a cyclical pattern and coming out of his woundedness, which becomes his ugliness, right? And it's hard to not personalize it and to become really depressed and devastated, right? That your spouse would see you that way. So you've got to try to first detach from his words. because when he's feeling...
That's what I'm trying to do this morning. Yeah. Everything was fine, and then it just hits me. It's just like...
I know.
He just hit me right in the stomach, and I just feel so devastated because it's a totally opposite than it was a couple of days ago. I just can't hardly believe it.
Well, but
I've been dealing with these attitudes, and every time I think that it will be better, it doesn't work.
I know.
But here's the thing: until he gets help, see, every time you get closer, he can't handle that, and so you're going to have an opposite reaction. You're not going to get closer and closer. He's going to move away from you. He's going to cause a problem because he doesn't know what closeness is. He can't handle it. It's too uncomfortable. Well,
right.
He also operates in all or nothing. It's either all good or all bad. And it switches very, very quickly, like you just experienced, Juanita. And so you've got to be careful and on guard against that switch because it's not personal. It's something that's a wound in him. And it's a broken part of him that makes it impossible for him to see that it can be both good and bad at the same time.
Right. So anytime he feels...
I understand. And okay. I know what you're saying. And I know that's true. And I guess I always have that little bit of hope because I really love this person.
Okay.
I pray for him. I love him. I forgive him.
Excuse him.
Yeah, I think the hope is misplaced. If you keep hoping he's going to get better, I think you have to really understand and kind of step out of the way of his pattern.
And I really love the book on narcissism. I'm very happy that you're getting it. Mm-hmm. But you need more than a book. You're going to have to start going to a codependency group. And just the fact that you would go will change a dynamic in the relationship there. It might freak him out in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then once you continue to go, it causes a guy to stop and think a little bit, wow, what's going on here? You know, she's not this weak person and look what she's doing. And man, maybe I'm really worse than I thought. Maybe there's something I could do here. So, I'll tell you, we're going to send you Take Your Life Back. I mean, this is your situation is why we wrote that book, because we don't want you to be owned by anybody. And I hope that you will get involved in some kind of support group that can deal with codependency, because you are worth it. You are valuable. And I can just imagine how sad God is over you wanting so much out of this relationship. And this guy just continues to treat you this way. We're so, so sorry. And we pray for you. All right. Well, we are almost out of time. I do want to once again invite you to the 30th anniversary celebration there, October 19th, Mariners Church. Every Man's Battle is every month. And we've said it before, a lot of times it's the woman. Most of the time, woman makes that first call, gets the info, and then has the confidence to say to him, you need to go to this. So call him and do it. We need your support here. That's pretty important. And if you can send us any kind of gift at all, just to be part of this giving family, it makes you part of every transformed life that we get the privilege to be part of. We'll send you this great, great book, Change Your Thoughts Change Your Life. Makes sense. It's biblical. And Dave helps you see that it's not just some Mideastern meditation technique or something like that. That's weird. But meditating on God's Word it hides the Word in your heart that you might not sin against Him. That's what we want for you. We'll send that book as a way of saying thanks. And, of course, our Club New Life, we send you this 71 teaching thumb drive. Really powerful, great, great teaching by all of our hosts there. And along with you getting only, you get access to that video library where I think every topic that we've ever talked about, it gets on that library. and that's yours. Our way of saying thank you. In the meantime, if there is some need that you have, there are people that wake up every morning and they say, I can't wait to get to work because I'm going to get to help people and lead them down a path that could change their life. They're at the other end of 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and they'd like you to be at the other end. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Jill. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.